Sheni of Vayakel Pekudei is a retelling, as most of Vayakel Pekudei is, of, in one way or another, of what happened earlier in Parshiot Truman Tetzaveh. But here it's really a retelling, the first lines at least, or a retelling of what happened in Parshat Kitisa. In Rishon of Kitisa, the Torah tells us the following: Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor, Re'ei karati v'shem, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur le Mate Yehuda. Va amale oto ruach elokim bechokhma uvetuna uvedat uvechol melacha. So Moshe is told, after receiving the beginning of Parshat Kitisa, sort of the, I guess you could call it, the ancillary parts of the Mishkan. There's a discussion there after having gone through Chumat Tzaveh, the bulk of all of the Kelim, and of the Kohanim. So there you have the discussion of the makeup of the Ketoret, the makeup of the Shemen HaMishcha, the oil that was used to actually anoint and dedicate the different Kelim, the Kior. And so basically that's the end, if you will, of the Tzivoy, the order to create the Mishkan. And now the question is, who's going to do it? And so Hashem tells Moshe, that person is Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'matei Yehuda. And he's the one who's skilled. But more than that, there is his assistant, Aholiav ben Achisamach l'matei Dan. And more than that, because you have all of the people who are going to work under them, namely the people who are the skilled craftsmen, the people who have the chokhmah, and the wherewithal to create the Mishkan. Now, in Parshat Vayakel Pekudei, we have a repetition of that, except here it's now Moshe who's speaking, and it's to B'nai Yisrael. Before it was God to Moshe, and now it's Moshe B'nai Yisrael. The Midrash back in Kitisa has a fascinating interplay between Moshe and the Ribono Shel Olam. When after Moshe receives all of the instructions how to fashion the Mishkan, and everything is spoken to Moshe personally, va'asita minorah, va'asita shulchan, va'asita mizbeach, you should do. And then you have Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, and Moshe is perturbed. He wants to do the work. So Amar lo. So God tells to Moshe, Ella emor lahem v'heim osin. You shouldn't do everything. The Bnei Yisrael have to do it as well. V'lo amar lo l'mi. But God didn't tell Moshe whom. Amar lo Moshe. Moshe l'mi. Amar lo ani mareh lecha. I'm going to show you. Uma asa Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hevi lo sifro shel Adam harishon. V'hereh lo kol haderot shehen atidin la'amod mibreishit. Tchiyat hameti ad tchiyat hametim. Dor dor umlachav, dor dor umanhigav, dor dor unaviyav, dor dor dosha. Basically, Moshe is shown how every generation has its leaders, and Moshe understands from that, sees that it's Bezalel who's supposed to be the person. Now, the Ramban there understands this as a sign of, if you will, hashkacha pratit. Because he points out, if Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim are just working physical, manual labor, how do they have the craftsmen in the first place? So it must be that God has given this divine gift. I'd like to understand it a little bit differently. Because I'm also not sure necessarily that just to be an Eved meant that they worked only in the fields and they only worked with the bricks, etc. There were perhaps many craftsmen who worked as avadim as well. But the idea here, I think, that the Midrash is trying to get across is that there has to be this is the idea of the Adam HaRishon. Every generation has its own makeup. Every generation is different. Moshe, even though he's the leader, he's already 80 years old. he's already really a person of the previous generation. And perhaps that is one of the reasons why ultimately Moshe will not go into Canaan with the rest of Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael needs leaders from its from the if you will, from the rank and file. Every generation is different. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. Mishnah says that Kol Hamatzil, very famous Mishnah, you know what I mean by very famous. Kol Hamatzil Nefesh Echad Ki'ilu Hitzil Kol Olam Kulo. If you save one person, it's as though you save the entire world. Now you can look at that as being a pain to the individual. Each person is a world unto itself, and that's one way of looking at that Mishnah. But another way of looking at the Mishnah is that the world, our world, is made up of all of us. The moment one of us is gone, then the entire world changes. The fabric changes, the mosaic changes. It's not exactly the same world that it was before that person left. So when you save that person, you're saving the world as it is. That's the idea that's going on here. Bezalel is important. Eliyav is important. Each of the craftsmen is important, because if they are not involved, then it's a different world. It's a different Mishkan. Moshe makes it. It's not their Mishkan. It's Moshe's Mishkan. And that's what's so important. In our parsha, Moshe tells the same thing to Bnei Yisrael. And Midrash says that Ein ma'amidim parnas el tzibur el imken modi'in lahem. You can't appoint someone to be the leader if you don't receive the impromptu, if you don't receive the acceptance of the am. That is exactly the same idea, that except on the flip side of the coin. Because to be of that world, so then the leadership has to be accepted by the people, because then the people themselves are involved. Again, if it's coming only from top down, so then the Mishkan, the fabric of our world, is fundamentally different and fundamentally lacking. I think the lesson is readily apparent. Each one of us has our role to play. Each one of us, in effect, is a Bezalel, an Haliyav, an Ish Chocham Lev, in our own particular way. And if we do not fulfill our role, then our collective Mishkan, our collective world, is all the poorer for it. Today's learning is dedicated by one of our alumni, David Leshaw, in memory of both of his grandparents, from his father's side, Shane Attili and Mordechai Leshaw, who both of their yahrzeit fall this week. And so today's learning is dedicated in their memory. Yehi Zichram Baruch.